produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I've been hit by lightning. Tell me, what's the odds of that? I was sleeping in the rain, unconscious, one breath away from death. I'm drowning. Somebody save me from myself. Oh, I'm too weak right now, and I can't pick up myself. What was I born to be? What am I supposed to think when I move? The faster I sink in this quicksand. Can you lend me a hand?
I'm drowning, yeah.
Somebody save me from myself.
I'm hurting inside, I need some guidance.
Weak right now,
oh, I'm so
and
so
I can't pick up myself.
Great day, everyone. Natasha Allen here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for such a time as this, Lord God, that you keep your angels wrapped around everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Touch everyone across our nation, Lord God, and just let them know that to continue to have the faith that I always speak about, the size of a mustard seed, and just know that if they just keep their mind stayed on you, that you're more than a conqueror, and that you'll be right there in the midst of all that they have going on in their lives, and that no matter what circumstances may come their way, Lord, that you will continue to be right there in the midst. And these are the times that you speak of in your word, Lord God, and just to have everyone to just stay focused in the time of need, Lord God. And I ask all of these things in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. And so I want to welcome you to our show on today. So I thank you so much for taking the time to tune in with us. And, you know, it's just so many things that are going on in our world on today, but we must remain focused as well as to keep the faith. It's really important to keep the faith. And even in these troubled times, many people go through so many different things, right? We grieve things. We sometimes don't think that we can find our way out, but we know that when we look up and just keep the faith of all the things that we go through, that, you know, God will never leave us or forsake us. And so I want to bring on to you today, I have a special guest, Dr. Lorinda Jones. She's a licensed clinical pastoral, a counselor, and board certified professional counselor, also a certified Christian counselor with Beneath the Grief Ministries. And she's also an author of Hope Nothing is Impossible. And so I want to bring her on and introduce her. She is no stranger to our Father up above. And so I want to bring her on as she share with you of different ways that, you know, we can grieve. Oftentimes we think of grief as something that, you know, of death or something like that. And grief, it has so many wonderful definitions to it. And so I want to give her the platform to speak to you on today to just share some of her amazing gifts and things that she do. So Miss Lorinda, Dr. Lorinda, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, so thank you so much for being on with us today and sharing with the Nurture by Natasha channel here on Finding My Way Radio. And so, wow, just amazing of just reading your bio and all the things that you have accomplished in your ministry. Would you share some of your insight on, you know, what it is that you do with our audience?
Well, first of all, good evening, everyone. And again, like Natasha said, my name is Dr. Lorinda Jones, and I'm from Beneath the Grief Ministries. And Beneath the Grief Ministries has two components to it. It's Beneath the Grief Ministries Counseling Services, as well as Beneath the Grief Ministries. And what it's all about, it is about the word that's there that says grief. And when I think about the word of grief, you know, I think about not just death. You see, that's what people think about. They think about the word death, and that's all they think about. So when people think about that, well, what happens? They don't want to deal with that. They don't want to talk about that. But you see, when I'm talking about grief, I'm talking about grief in everything. Believe it. Believe it or not, we go through grief every day. We go through grief in situations that affect us in life. We go through situations that, for instance, on your job, the situations in relationships and situations, it even does affect us in death. So you see, the grief aspect is not just the death like people think it is, but it's also connected, of course, to loss, because the grief is a loss to that person that has that problem. They have a loss. They feel it. They feel it within. And what do people do? What do people do when they have this type of loss? Well, a lot of times they procrastinate. And a lot of times, what else they do? They deny it. And they'll avoid it. And sometimes they won't do anything about it. They'll just sit back and just be depressed about it. Well, I'm sure that many of us that's on here today can relate to such, because we've been through it. We've been through it at times that we may not have been able to get what we wanted, or we wanted something and we just kind of was like thinking it would never happen. And we might have thought about, we might be failures to something that we wanted or something that we wanted to do or situation in our lives. But you know what? It doesn't have to stay. And that's why I say to people, you have to handle your grief. That's what one of the books was, Handle Your Grief. We have to learn how to handle our grief. And see, a lot of times, because we do not express what the grief is, we just let it go. And when we let it linger like that, well, just nothing happens. And then we end up getting depressed and all. But you see, that's where I come in, and that's where I say, we need to use what we got, what God has given us, and that's our mouth. Amen. We need to express. We need to express.
address ourselves and the grievous issues that we have. And if we do that, if we express ourselves and let people know, you see, sometimes we need to stop people from treating us certain ways by letting them know how they made us feel, how they said something that wasn't right. You know, if you think about a marriage. You think about a marriage and somebody getting ready to get married. And couples, you know, before they get married, I tell you, has a grief when they get married and they don't know about each other. And they go into this matrimony. Say, for instance, they don't know anything about each other and they just go into it. Do you know that could be one of the most biggest, grievous things that happen? Because they don't know anything about each other. They don't know anything about the situation, about marriage itself. So you see, that could be a grief right there. So it's important, it's very, very important to handle our grief, to handle that procrastination. Don't do it. Don't delay, because if you delay your grief and you just let it linger on and you just say, oh, well, maybe I'll forget it and nothing happens, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen that's going to strike your mind because you never brought it up. You never took that opportunity to address it. And see, when we don't address the things that we're supposed to in life, guess what? It's going to become a grief to us. So I'll tell you what I was thinking about with this was, I was thinking about the Lord, okay? I was thinking about Jesus, because do you know what? Jesus grieved. Oh, yes, he did. Jesus grieved, and I'll give you an instance of it. If you look in the book of John, and in the book of John, if we can think about that scripture in John 11, and I'm just going to go with the chapter on that one, the John 11, that chapter where Lazarus died. Oh, if we remember that story when Lazarus died and Mary let Jesus know that her brother died and just was going to Jesus to say, well, Lord, you know, if you would have been here, he would not have died. And can you just imagine right there that Jesus is, first of all, he didn't come when she wanted him to come. She wanted him to come right away, and he did not. He stuck around for a while, and then he came, and when he came, and she was like, oh, Lord, well, if he wouldn't have died, he's died now. He was sick then, but now he's dead. And like, Lord, if you would have came, then, you know, he wouldn't have died. And she just weeping and took him to where Lazarus was, and she just weeping, and everybody's looking, so everybody's weeping. So Jesus even was troubled, and he was troubled in his spirit, and we remember that it says in the scripture that Jesus wept. Jesus wept, and he wept because, you know, just think about, he's looking at these people, he's saying that they have no clue. They have no clue who he is, and they have no clue what he can do. And he showed them and all, but you know what? Our faith being challenged right there. So you see what happens when you don't deal with your grief. When you don't deal with it, guess what? It attacks your faith. It attacks your faith, and we are being admonished to have faith, because without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord. So you see why it's important to handle your grief. It's important that you can grow in your grief. Oh, yes, you can. Somebody's probably saying, well, how can I grow in my grief? Oh, yeah, because if you handle it and you don't deny it, so many people deny it. They deny, I don't have no problem. And yeah, they do, because they're like saying, well, you know, I don't want to think about that, but guess what? You probably should. And this is why it's so important for us to handle our grief if we want peace. And see, guess what? I'd ask you a question. Why now? Why now? Because in this world right now, there is grief going on. Am I right, Natasha?
Yes.
There's grief going on right now. There is a situation that's going on right now across the world. And I'm sure everybody that's listening to it knows that there is something going on across the world right now that the Lord knows about. And guess what? But to the people is grieving. People are grieving because they're grieving the fear. They have the fear of what's going to happen next. We do not know. But you know what? Jesus knows. He knows about these things. He knows the next step. Well, where's your faith? Where is our faith? Well, we're too busy grieving it. We're grieving it because we don't want to deal. We don't want to deal. We want it our way. But if we deal with it, if we handle the grief, and how can we handle that? By having faith in the Lord. So somebody might be having fear. Somebody might be feeling down about all of this. Do you know Jesus will take care of you? Because he said he will. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. So he's with you. He will protect you. He is the way. He's the truth and he's the life. So he is with us. So you know what? It is time to handle our grief. It is time to get it together, because why now? Why now is all of this going on? All of this grief in the land, why is it all happening? You know why? Because the Lord wants our attention. He wants our attention, and you know what? In the process of it, we're grieving. In the process of it, we're going through many, many areas of grief. But you know something? Even in the grief that we're going through, we can trust Jesus, because you know what? He'll lift it. He'll lift it because we'll do something about it. And what we'll do about it is we will let others know who he is. We will let others know that he is coming. We will let others know that he is Lord. We will let others know that he is the Savior of the world. We will let others know that he is the healer. We will let others know what he has done for us. And see, that's what happens when you handle your grief. So first of all, if we don't open our mouths, and many of us don't, if we don't open our mouths and give him the praise, the glory, the honor, that guess what? You're going to just keep it in, and you know what? That grief is just going to keep on. And things are just going to continue on to happen. But you know what? Jesus is speaking. He is speaking to us at the time. So who's listening? Who's handling their grief? So first of all, open up your mouth, because you can. And that's what he gave it to you for. He tells us that he wants us to be a mouthpiece for him. And that's what we need to do. So therefore, handle your grief. Handle it. Handle it now. Don't wait, because the message is in front of us right now to handle our grief. So I tell you, that's what I do. I am a Christian counselor, and I believe that in these times there's so much grief going on. Some people say, oh, no, but I'm going to deal with this woman because she deals with this grief stuff. Well, you know what? You're going to deal with grief. You deal with it every day. We deal with it in many different ways. We deal with it in our households. We deal with it when we go outside. So therefore, we handle our grief together. We better handle it. We better get it together. If we don't, grief is many things. That's why we need to recognize it. We need to recognize it, and we need to do something about it. But first of all, it's going to start with us. And it's going to start with us when we open our mouth. So it's okay to cry. It's fine. A lot of people, oh, no, I don't want, you know, have men especially, you know, they don't want to cry. But you know what? You see that Jesus wept. So therefore, you got, you know, right there, healing is in tears, so it's okay. You get your tissue and you wipe your face. And you know what? I'm one of these people. Get the best tissue box walking. Get the prettiest one that is. And let it be known that, you know, those are tears of healing. It's okay. It's okay. But it's not just the physical death. It's not just the physical death. And sometimes we need to lose things. Sometimes we need to lose things that we don't need. Sometimes we need to lose things that we want and we shouldn't have. But we need to turn it over to the Lord. So that's why I say to handle your grief, because if we handle it, and if we handle it the right way, taking it to Jesus. If you have a problem in your life, take it to Jesus. Take that grief to Jesus. So you see, everybody thinks, you know, grief is just, oh my goodness, it's just death of the loved one, and that's it. But you see what Jesus did? You see what he did? And we know what he did when he came to Lazarus. He raised him up. He raised him up from the dead. And you think he won't do it for us? He'll raise us up in situations that we go through. And he will do it. He will do it for us if we handle our grief. So we have to handle it. We must handle it. And we will. And we will handle it. And he's going to make us do it. He's going to make us handle the situations in our lives that we need to get across to the world to let them know that Jesus is who he is and that he's coming back. So Natasha.
Yes, that what a word. What a word.
What did I say? The grief is real.
Yes.
It's real. So let everybody know what I do. I talk about grief. And again, I'm not ashamed to talk about it either because it happens. It happens, but I want to encourage somebody tonight. I want somebody to be encouraged to handle it. I don't want you to just walk around it and step on it and say, oh, no, that's it. I'm not going to do anything about it. I want you to. I want you to do something about it. I want you to, first of all, I want you to open up your mouth. I want you to, we have to give it to the Lord. That's why we got to talk to him. We got to communicate with him. We have to let him know, God help us, and he will help us to handle our grief. He will show us how to do it. Do you believe him? And he will do it for us. So therefore, handle your grief. Why now? Why is all this happening now? And you ask the Lord. He knows why. To get our attention and to handle our grief. So back to you, Natasha.
Well, thank you so much. What a word. What a word of just handling your grief, and just know that grief comes in many different forms. But, you know, really looking back of all the things that you spoke on was that even in the midst of what I heard was that he's always in the midst. And if we just keep our eyes on him and really keep the faith. And I think, you know, sometimes along life's journey, sometimes, you know, we can get a little weary. And I love the book of Psalms because, you know, as he, you know, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death in Psalms 23 is, you know, it tells us to not fear any evil, for he is with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so even in the midst of us walking in such a time as this, it's nice to know that, you know, if you take one step, that he'll take two and he'll continue to carry us even in the midst.
Amen.
And so I'm grateful in reference to that. And, you know, we just have to cling to our Bibles a little bit more. As I always state, you know, I'm grateful for this platform of being able to be that beacon of light to someone
yes.
that may never get a chance to open up a Bible, that may not even
That's
have
true.
A Bible. And so, you know, many people deal with so many different griefs of, you know, rape or molestation
yes.
and other things. And,
yes.
you know, just abuse and so many different facets of abuse. It's just, you know, just to know that, you know, just looking up, you know, too often we forget to look up. And, you know, many of us, you know, we don't stop to kneel to pray, even during the bad times. People want to just pray in the good
yes.
times. It's praying
yes.
even. It's a pray without ceasing. And so I'm so grateful that even in the midst of grief, you know, the tests
yes.
and the trials that we all go through,
yes.
our tests may not look like someone else's test. But
that's
just to
right,
know that,
right.
you know, we all have a testimony. And so we all have a piece
exactly.
of the puzzle, right?
Exactly.
And so I'm grateful about that. And I'm grateful that you are a piece of the puzzle here for Nurtured by Natasha Radio today of just to sharing a piece of your story, a piece of your journey of how you can help someone else to have, you know, some faith. We always talk about faith in the midst
mm-hmm.
of everything.
Yep.
And so
yep.
just having
yep.
that faith and putting that action, you know, it's that Wi-Fi that I always talk about that you never see. And so even though
right.
they knew that Jesus was there in the midst of with Lazarus and, you know, he died, you know, they wanted to physically having him there, but he was. And so it just lets
mm-hmm.
you to know that, you know, at that point of Jesus' life, that he was human and that he
right.
felt as well. And so even
exactly.
in the midst of us, you know, with all of this going on and they don't want so many people to be around each other and all of that, even in the midst, even sometimes in a house full of people that, you know, you
mm-hmm.
can still feel alone. And so I'm just grateful to know that even in a time of grief, of depression and things that people live through and deal with on a day to day, to know that he's there. But also grateful
mm-hmm.
to know that it's people like Dr. Lorinda that can be there as another vessel that, you know, you can reach out and talk to, or someone that can definitely help you to rationalize. So I'm grateful for having you on today to share. And so you have a book, right? You have a book that's out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three.
Okay, three awesome books. So I know you just came out with your cookbook, and
mm-hmm.
you can definitely, I'll have her to give her information of how you can connect with her, a book of Beneath the Grief, of, you know, that you can read. And it's a great, great read. It's like a journal booklet as well. And so, you know, just continue to keep your mind stayed on Christ and all the things that you're going through. Even sometimes when you just don't see the full staircase, just to keep your mind stayed on him. And sometimes even when we don't have the right things to say or even know what to really say, right? Because our prayer can be what it is of a personal conversation of like you have with your good girlfriend or, you know, someone that you want to hold a regular conversation that you can see. It's the same way with Christ and just knowing that, you know, he's always there. He may not come when you want him, but he's always there right on time. And sometimes we're not going to understand everything throughout this journey. And it may seem like grief along the way. But, you know, sometimes God got to pluck some people out of our situation for us to really, really focus. And so, you know, with this time that you have with your family, with your loved ones, you know, it may seem a little not so comfortable to do. But what is it that you really could be doing? It's a lot of things. I was telling someone the other day that, you know, we murmur and complain about things that we could have been doing when we were working our 9-to-5s or things that we're doing. And now he has taken all the distractions all away. And so why is it that we can't pick up our Bibles and give him some time, you know, when he wakes you up or the things of, you know, just as simple of you may have not had the means to put food on your table, but he made a way. And so now is the time to really put your trust and your faith in him more now than ever. And so that's all he wants us to do is just to be still and to be focused and really to focus your attention and your time on him. And, you know, it's nice to know he's a jealous God of, you know, he'll make the provisions that you need. And so I'm really, really grateful about that. So, Miss Dr. Lorinda, definitely let them know where they can find you at. How can they reach out to you?
Oh, boy, I'm everywhere. You can follow me on my page on Facebook at Beneath the Grief Ministries, Counseling Services, and then there's Beneath the Grief Ministries. So you got two.
Oh,
so you can follow me there. You can also follow me on WordPress, kind of see what I do. I blog, too, so kind of see what I do. I talk about the different areas of grief in life. So I talk about them in situations by me blogging. So you can find me on WordPress.com, Grief7Care. And then you can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at DenisaGrief. And then you can find me at Dr. Jones. So I'm on Twitter twice. So you can find me over there. You can also find me on Instagram at Dr. Lorinda. You can find me there. So you can find me also on About Me. I always get that one kind of mixed up. About.me. You can find me over there. So those are the main platforms that people can find me on to get in contact with me. So I hope somebody gets in contact with me. Check me out because I talk about the grief. Let's face it, everyone grieves something.
That's absolutely true. So thank you once again for definitely taking the time out to join us here on today. And definitely, hopefully you enjoyed the melodies that played in the beginning and really listened to the melodies of the music as well as the words. They're so important for such a time as this. And so we want to thank you so much. My name is Natasha Allen. Yes, thank you. Here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. May God continue to bless each and every one of you that tune in with us, as well as everyone here at Finding My Way Radio. Take care and may God continue to smile upon you.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.